Who will it be? Who will it be, please?
Bob, it's going to be Evan Gotting. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Here's Evan, and I tell you, he looks like he's happy about this. Let's show them the next item up for bid.
It's a lovely arbor.
And let the bidding begin with Evan.
I've waited all my life to say this, Bob.
$420. $420. Tiffany, you are next. Evan?
$1420, Bob.
$1420, $250, Evan.
$220. What was her bid, Bob?
$250, $325.
You know, I'm going to have to go for $420, Bob.
$420.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, November 24th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, Holy Hitman, plus tit exams in a bar, and bamboozled by hookers. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy James Henson with you. Back that pussy. It's a motherfucker. This right here is Distorted View Daily. We're ending the week with the Wednesday program because of fucking stupid Thanksgiving ruining everything. I do have a great show for you today. I almost had some new Bunny Crush audio. Look, and I would have played it because I am not a pussy. And even though there was a bit of a backlash last time, I think the listeners that remain are true freaks, not like the whiny little snatch weasels who bitched and complained that I was playing cruel audio. You know, making fun of the mentally handicapped, that's hilarious. I have a feeling if it was a retard crush video, most of those listeners who complained would totally be on board. So yes, Kip sent me in some crazy Japanese video where a little cute Japanese girl is playing with a bunny. Ah, mushy mushy, kuchima. You know, that type of thing. And, you know, she's petting it. She put it down her pants for some reason. And the last thing she does is she takes a large piece of glass, almost like a very thick window type of glass, and sets it on top of the bunny. And then she sits on it and kills the rabbit. A little bit of the audio, you can hear the tiny Asian, and that noise is the glass. She's trying to get the glass to sit atop the bunny flat, but you know the bunny is not a flat surface itself, so the glass wants to lean to one side, but that's okay because she's gonna sit on it anyways. Again, though, the real reason why I'm not playing any more of this is because the bunny just doesn't make funny noises. He's not screaming like in the last video. Total fail. All right, but thank you very much, Kip, you monster, for sending that in. Moving on, I've got a brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, and it's a DV exclusive. The Bunny Crushing Lumberjack emailed me. Holy hell, this is one of the worst things I've ever heard. This is the product of some guy who comes in religiously to a friend of a friend's recording studio and pays by the half hour to record his rhymes. His name is McCoy, and he's from Michigan. I've got two selections for you today. Is it as bad as Bunny Crushing Lumberjack says? Let's find out together. The first selection I have for you today is entitled MCCOY. Ooh, it's like an old school rap. Yo, the bitches are snitches and the crack is whack. I don't know. All right.
MCCOY. Who's your guy? Can you make money? Multiply? I guess, relieve stress, stress reliever, from the Lord, vocal cord, actor slash rapper, the second chapter, laughter, ask the pastor, man I can, rip it.
Aster, pastor, like he's just finding any words that rhyme with what he's trying to say.
Laughter, ask the pastor, man I can, rip it out, I'm talking about my cause, the poor. That's pushing the whip, not slavery. Behave me. Let's listen to your parents. Let's check your parents. The clearance. Do you hear us?
He rhymed parents with parents, I think.
Behave me. Let's listen to your parents. Let's check your parents.
Yeah.
Let's listen to your parents.
Let's listen to your parents.
Let's check your parents.
Oh, check your appearance.
The clearance.
Clever.
Do you hear us? And such things like that. Why do you pass the cigarette or the blunt? Okay. Get what you want. Platinum, platinum, platinum. Jacob the jeweler. $1 million worth of platinum. Baby, Busta Rhymes, Sean Kingston, your guard.
What the fuck is he singing about? I still can't figure it out.
Can you believe Rick Ross put money on 50 Head?
At first I thought it was like a religious song. You know, like he's like one of those religious rappers who are all shitty. But then he's talking about blunts and...
Can you believe Rick Ross put money on 50 Head? Rick Ross got fired? Yes, sir. Pop off. Cough.
Pop off. Pop off!
M-C-C-O-Y. I'm so fly. Ask why. Try. I stay high. Cry. Bye.
Do any rappers still use the word fly? We all know the answer to that. The second song I wanted to share with you is Four Stars with Four R's. Yeah.
To 50 Platinum Plus, open niggas up like a bagger in the dust. I got the game ready to bust, impregnate the whole world. My lifestyle wasn't enough, but every word passed the punch. Half of you niggas pulls head weight, but Jones got the hands. You bitches that probably arrested.
Oh my god.
Got you ready to dance.
Shut up!
Hit a linebacker. White shoulder pants. Hit the cuts.
This song's making me angry!
Cause a 100-yard dance. I condition myself behind 80 bars. This shit's cut to last. My parents got a table turning. Old man once told me, if money grew on trees, young niggas are burning.
Can you imagine turning on the radio and hearing this?
I'ma make it rain for 4 days and 4 nights. Keep moving, can't take the hike. With ring fingers, a platinum watch, a cluster mic. And it's a world known fact, the brother puts pipes.
Okay.
You want the flowing.
All right.
In the beginning, all your brothers
know.
Sure, listen, you brothers. If you
there you go, that's McCoy for you. Whew. Moving on, here is a little girl who is freaked out over poop and pooping in general.
Mom, what time are you going to poop again all the week?
Are you probably going to go poo today or tomorrow, sweetheart?
What?
What's wrong?
I never go poop.
You never go poop?
Yeah.
Honey, you go poop. What are you so worried about? You'll go poop again tomorrow.
What?
You'll go poopy tomorrow or today.
All the day long?
Yeah, you're only supposed to go poop like once a day. Why are you so upset, honey?
Is it because I never go poop all day?
Did you go poopy yesterday?
Kids are so fucking stupid.
And I go to poop.
Why can't I poop? I don't poop. I didn't poop today.
Any day that I go to poop yesterday.
Oh. Well, it's going to be okay.
Why?
Because you're fine, honey. You're not sick or anything. You're just fine.
She's going to grow up to be like that girl on Obsessed where, she uses a toothbrush and cleans out her, asshole inside her rectum and shit.
Mom, what time am I gonna poop all the-
I need the poop to come out! I need it out! I need it out of me! I need the evil out of me, Mommy!
Hey, morning.
Honey, I don't know what time.
Why?
Because I don't know. It's just when your body needs to go poo, your body will go poop.
There's no, you know, set poop schedule. Just when you gotta go, you gotta go. Just, I would just feed this bitch, you know, some laxatives. There, you want to poop, honey? Like a mess.
All day long?
Yeah, whenever you need to, sweetheart.
Because I never go poop.
You're going to go poop.
If by never you mean not today. She just said yesterday she pooped. Little kids have no concept of time or anything. I never poop except for an hour ago.
Ooh, why?
Honey, don't cry.
I go back out in the bathroom and then I want to go poo.
Well, do you have to go poo? Do you feel like you need to go poo?
I need to.
Well, go in there and just try again. Just wait a moment.
No, mommy. I don't need to go poop yet.
Mommy, I don't eat anything.
Oh, and then there's the other kid starting, Mommy, I want to poop too. If I ever have a child, I want you to track me down and shoot me. And then shoot the kid too. Please, thank you. And with that proclamation, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. That's right, I just told you to kill my offspring. It's for the greater good of humanity. Yes, if you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video cast, that type of stuff. Sign up right now at superfreaksideshow.com. 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here first up. I'm not a rapist. I don't think. I've just never been in a position where, you know, I could, if I wanted to, rape someone. You know, until you're put in that position, you just don't know. That's a good question, actually. Are most rapes premeditated? Like, if you're a rapist and you walk into a bar, do you go in there thinking, oh, I'm looking for a victim? You know, I'm looking for some forced sex. You know, who's easy prey? Or on the flip side, are you looking for someone who's going to put up a struggle? Make it fun and challenging for you. Also, I wonder if hardcore rapists look down upon roofies. That's cheating, come on. Now, the reason why I bring this up is, you know, if I were a rapist, I would want to cover all my bases. Because the rape doesn't just end after you pull your dick out. No, no. It's a lifelong commitment because you don't want the bitch to squeal. You know, you don't want her to go to cops. So you got to, you know, really instill some fear into her. The story comes from, I don't know, doesn't matter, a Catholic priest facing criminal charges in a lawsuit alleging that he sexually abused a teenage boy is now charged with attempting to hire someone to kill the youth. See, that would be a way of making sure the boy never told anyone. The Reverend John M. Fiala, or something, Fiala, was in the Dallas County, Texas jail on Tuesday, charged with one count of criminal solicitation to commit capital murder. Murder! He's also charged with two counts of aggravated sexual assault of a child. His bail totals $700,000. Fiala, 52, of Dallas, was out on bond on other sexual assault charges involving the youth, now 18, when he allegedly attempted to negotiate the boy's murder, said Tom Rhodes, the teen's attorney. He was arrested last week after he offered an undercover agent, with the Texas Department of Public Safety $5,000 to kill the teen. That seems a bit low. $5,000 for murder? You can't even get a good used car for that price. Come on. This guy, Edward County Sheriff Don Letzinger said, is an evil man. The youth met Fiala in 2007. The attorney said the priest started grooming him. Picking out bugs in his hair or something like monkeys do. Buying him gifts, including a computer and a car. Holy shit. In early 2008, when the boy was 16, under the guise of providing private Catholicism lessons, Fiala gained access to him and began to sexually abuse him once or twice a month, including on church grounds. Well, look, I gotta tell you, if some dude bought me a computer and a car, go ahead, blow me. I don't give a shit. At the time, Fiala was administrator of Sacred Heart of Mary in Rock Springs, Texas. The alleged abuse occurred in two counties, Edwards and Howard, and included the youth's rape at gunpoint. Fiala allegedly threatened to kill the youth if he told anyone, threats he repeated in daily text messages. Now, see, that's something you don't want to text because, you know, that's kind of like a paper trail. Yeah, that one's going to come back to bite you in the ass, I fear. Fiala allegedly threatened to kill the youth if he told anyone, threats he repeated in daily text messages. Fiala also threatened to kill himself, telling the teen they would go to heaven together. Aw, that's nice. Planning dates up in heaven. I'll pack a picnic basket, it'll be so romantic. Letzinger said, I think he's cooked his goose now, which sounds a lot like...
Keep fucking that chicken.
Yes, keep fucking that chicken. That's exactly what he did to get in trouble. Little kid. Chicken. I don't know. We know that pedophiles sometimes threaten their victims to keep them quiet, but this is kind of an older victim, and you wonder sometimes why they wouldn't come forward. I can see now the evil in this guy is pretty bad.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, keep fucking that chicken.
Second story we have for you today comes from Missouri. A Columbia man was arrested after complaining to police that he was ripped off by two prostitutes. No, you can't go to police with that. You take them to people's court or something. You go on Yelp and you complain. These prostitutes were very unprofessional. Officers were dispatched to a complaint of theft at around 7 p.m. Saturday, said Columbia Police Spokeswoman Officer Jesse Hayden. Ryan M. McNames, 19, told officers he offered two women $60 for one of them to show him her chest and for the other to perform oral sex on him. Now look, I think I need some more information here because there's a big difference between prostitute and crack whore. You know, $60 for two crack whores, that seems to be an acceptable rate. However, $60 for two prostitutes? No. You're going to get screwed, and not in a good way. He's 19. He's naive. He doesn't know these things. Yes, after he placed payment on a stereo, one of the he placed the money on a stereo, one of the prostitutes showed him her chest, but the second did not perform oral sex. I wonder what was wrong with him. Maybe he had a stinky penis or something, and the woman was like, oh, no. Or just, like, looked mangled and chewed up. The women took the money and left. McDames requested that the officer contact the woman and get them to return at least $40 for an incomplete transaction. He told the officers he knew it was illegal, but he had made similar transactions before. Incriminating. McNames was arrested on suspicion of patronizing prostitutes and released from the Boone County Jail after posting $500 bond. So, there you go. And finally today, if there's one thing we've learned from Distorted View during all these years, it's that guys will do anything to get laid. Now, I've read many stories where guys pretend to be physicians and they go door to door asking women if they need pap smears or something like that. This one is similar, but yet different. It comes from Boise, Idaho. A woman posed as a physician and duped at least two other women to undergo breast exams at her hands in Boise area nightclubs. See? See, the women at the bars were probably looking out for creepy men. They weren't looking out for creepy women. It's a twist on an old favorite. Ting! Christina Ross, 37, remains in county jail on two felony counts of practicing medicine without a license. And look, she just grabbed tits. Come on. Any woman can give them, you know, themselves a breast exam. An Idaho judge set bond at $100,000 on Wednesday. Police said Ross introduced herself to victims, one at a downtown Boise bar and the other at a nightclub in a Boise suburb, as a plastic surgeon named Berlin... Jesus Christ. Berlin Asishona, a name that turned out to be bogus. The two women told Boise officers they believed Ross was a physician because of her apparent medical knowledge, and they agreed to undergo what they thought were breast exams, which happened at the bar. How the hell did she manage to convince the women to have breast exams right there at the bar? Like, I couldn't help but notice your breasts look a little lumpy. Can I take a look? As part of her ruse, Ross allegedly gave the women the telephone number of a real licensed plastic surgeon in Boise. Staff at the medical office became alarmed at the number of calls they received from women in recent weeks attempting to confirm appointments or surgeries with a Berlin Asishona. According to charging documents, medical workers on Tuesday alerted Boise police about the pattern, and they later arrested Ross. Here's a twist for you. According to Idaho Department of Corrections documents, Ross was listed as transgendered in 2004. Her gender was shown in the documents as MTF, meaning male to female, in relation to a prison sentence stemming from an aggravated battery charge. Cosmetic surgical procedure Ross discussed with the victims after she touched their breasts under the guise of a medical evaluation, including breast augmentation and liposuction.
Those are the procedures I had, along with a few other minor nips and tucks, if you know what I mean. With more corrective surgery than anything.
All right, finishing up here, the court on Wednesday found Ross was eligible for a public defender and set a preliminary hearing on two felony charges for December 1st. If convicted, Ross could face a maximum of 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000 for each count. There you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
This is Jason from The Jason Show. Just kidding, Tim. This is Zach from Michigan. I just wanted to say that behind a few months in shows, but calculus would be pretty fucking undoable without Distorted View.
Oh.
Keep up the good work, Tim. Love the show.
Yes.
And there you go.
Helping with your math homework, sure.
Hey, Tim. It's Marissa from New York calling. I just wanted to say that I was listening to this Tuesday episode from December 15th, and the little piece you did about Lottie Anderson was the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. I started cracking up in the subway station, and everybody was looking at me, and it was amazing. So, yeah, I know that was probably something you did, like, off the cuff, and it was
yeah,
really awesome.
You know.
Anyway.
I'm a comedy genius coming up with Lonnie Anderson bits.
Fuck, Tim. This is not, this isn't really shit related. I just, my sideshow membership is fucked up. I emailed you multiple times. The monthly subscription didn't go through, and,
okay, listen. Okay. If for some reason PayPal fucks up or your credit card expires or something and the payment doesn't go through, all you have to do is re-sign up. That's all you have to do. And the other thing that's interesting, people have been wondering about, idiots, is if you pay, there's an option to pay through like something called an e-check. And what that is, like, you can enter your checking account number and use that money to fund your PayPal or whatever. But, like a real check, things don't clear automatically. So even though you submit, you have to wait until the payment clears before you'll be issued a username and password. It's just the way the system is set up. You can't email me and say, I just paid. Why isn't my membership working? It's because you paid with a check. It has to clear first, my friends. Okay.
Hey, James, I'm a radio side show member, Ken from New Jersey here.
Yes, Ken.
I was just wondering, because I haven't heard any, like, retard speak in a while, and in my eighth grade homeroom, it's filled to the rim with, like, retards.
Well, record some audio for me.
But if you want me to try to get some audio,
Absolutely. Always looking for good retard audio.
Hey, Tim, it's Tiki. I'm on my way back from Georgia, back home to Ohio.
She just called in yesterday.
And in Georgia, I found Peach Crush.
Oh.
It was a very nice, opaque pink color. So, yeah, that's it. I just wanted to let you know about some more cool
Why
photos.
Didn't you get me that?
I'm going to try and send out the book by the end of this week.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Chickadee. Chickadee lives in Columbus. You can just stop by my house and give it to me. I have a feeling she'd be too afraid to stop by. Scared.
Hey, Tim, you ever notice how your voicemail line starts with 666?
Yes!
Are we really just calling the devil?
Of course. And did you know the last digits of the voicemail line actually spells out, oh, God? Some people don't understand that. When I say 206-666-4463, that's 206-66-OH-GOD, O-H-G-O-D, as in, oh, God, you know. I'm so clever.
Timothy Jew Whatman.
My Google voice number ends in jizz.
How do you get the Sideshow membership on an iPhone?
What?
Is there any kind of app you can get to get the...
All right, we need to set up a... I need to set up a page. Okay, what... Okay, lit freaks. Whatever cell phone or smartphone you're using, if you're getting the Sideshow feed through an app, email me. And I will compile a list of all of them so I don't keep getting voicemails from you. I know some people have called in saying something about Beyond Pod and a couple others, but you know, email me what you're using, and then I'll compile a list and,
Hey there, Timmy Boo, what you do? It's the Pumpkin Fucker calling.
Hi,
hey, listen,
Pumpkin
I just wanted to huh. tell you, I'm sure you probably got a couple of calls about this, but on Tonetta's Christmas song that you played on Monday's show, I believe he was asking for an electric train, like a choo-choo train. I don't think it was an electric chain. That doesn't make too much sense. But that also brought up another point. He wrote those two Christmas songs that aren't bad or filthy or anything.
Right.
Wouldn't it be really funny if, like, a family heard that and then they were like, I wonder who sings this? Tonetta. I'm going to have to check him out. So they gather, like, the whole family around to check out some Tonetta.
Or they just blindly buy his album on iTunes.
And then her that is Tonetta yeah. actually pops up and...
Got a really, 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 really big cock. Whatever.
Hey, Tim. On Friday, you played a video with Lunar. And
yes.
he sounds strangely like Christian Slater. Did you ever think of that?
No. Someone else called in saying that the Lunar sounded like someone famous.
Hey, boy. It's David from Michigan.
Hi, Dave.
I'm pretty excited because...
You're talking to me?
It's coming Thursday the 18th. The Westboro Baptist Church is coming to Michigan State.
Oh!
And I will make sure to be there, and I will try to get some audio.
Yes! If you can get Fred Phelps saying something about Distorted View is a bunch of, fag-loving, whatever, demons, it'd be great.
Incorporating you
Hellbound.
With the Westboro Baptist Church, and hopefully
Faggots.
I can even get Sydney, or whatever, the fucking whore.
Oh, yeah,
Roper,
the wife.
The leader of the pack, to do a little shout-out.
That would
so,
be great.
I'll call you later and see how that goes.
Yeah. Make her say something about, and we're all going to burn in hell and suck dick and shit. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD-IT-IT-OGOD. Oh God.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a short but great week of programs. You all have a happy Thanksgiving. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
I want you to squirt all over my face as you fucking ride my tongue. If you have this rare squirting talent, please don't hesitate to respond.